must produce the capability to intervene, to transgress into the other guy's country. Instead, both sides should restructure more to barrier instead of aggressive defense structures. If you are nervous about your defense, you may be allowed to spend more on barrier forces, anti-tank, anti-aircraft, anti-missile, but not in systems for deep penetration. On the western side, we could have enforced our barrier-type conventional forces, reduced the tank forces, and by this restructuring on both sides, dispose of the doctrine of nuclear first strike out of conventional weakness. Then our allies were not always unhappy with NATO reliance on nuclear weapons as means of last resort, again, was understandable. Because it has always been the double job of NATO to keep the Russians out and the Germans under control. The situation has fortunately changed. The East-West or West-East confrontation is gone. The US as well as NATO are now chasing Muslim terrorists. It was within minutes after 9/11 that the new enemy was spotted. Osama with his 19 followers. We still wait for reliable and verifiable documentation of what really happened on that date. But within a few hours only after 9/11, Afghanistan was defined as the home country of our old CIA asset Osama and his Al-Qaeda, the CIA veterans fighting Soviets in Afghanistan. Then Iraq was suggested to be the country supporting Al-Qaeda terrorists, which was a lie, supported by fabricated intelligence.